Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a wonderful show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so freaking hard for your money, you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40,000 years from now, but right now. So you can live that life that you love with those you love doing what you love. But on top of that, it's about creating a life of legacy, but through creating a ripple effect in people's lives, through being blessed financially, you can create that to be able to help others do the same. And guys, thank you so much for binging and sharing and making this show blow up so that I can create a ripple effect through you as well. Quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com, and also check out my YouTube page. Feel free to subscribe to the Chris Miles with Money Ripples page. Check it out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, today, guys, I got a special treat for you. You know, again, like you know, I don't bring on posers. I bring on people that are legit, the real deal, right? And Ashley Crouch is definitely one of those people as well. Now, I'll give you some background, Ashley, because here's the main reason I brought her on is I know that there's a lot of you guys, and some of you, a lot of you are just employees working middle management or doing whatever you're doing at your jobs. But I know a lot of you guys are also business owners and you're looking for that competitive edge, right? You're looking for that edge to be able to say, how can I stand out above the rest? And that is what Ashley excels in. So she is the founder of Appleseed Communications, the first one-for-one PR agency that specializes in women entrepreneurs specifically. She was on the founding team for the first No Photoshop fashion magazine, if you guys remember that, Verily, which currently sees over 1 million views per month. Not only is Ashley an accomplished writer and CEO, she was also a 2017 Forbes Under 30 nominee. Throughout the interview, she shares what's going to become to become a PR master, how to get featured on huge publications like Forbes, Huffington Post, Time, New York Times, and so on. And so that's exactly why we're bringing Ashley on. So Ashley, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me, Chris. And I love what you said, that it is your time now. That really jumped out to me because anybody listening to this, you know, as of the time of the shooting, we are in a pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, so many people are thinking about, oh my gosh, what does the future look like? It's a big question mark and not all of it good. And so it can be really disconcerting for anybody to think about their next steps, whether they're in middle management, they're an employee, they're a new business owner, or a seasoned business owner. Yeah. And I'm excited for our conversation today because everything we discuss will be relevant if you are an employee, you're recently laid off, you're recently a freelancer or working in the gig economy by choice or not by choice, or you're looking to scale and take your business to that next level. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well, tell us, like, how in the heck did you even end up in the Forbes, under 30 as a nominee? I mean, that's impressive. Even to get on a local list is one thing, but to get on a Forbes list, that's pretty amazing.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah. It's been a step-by-step process. You know, I got started in, this is my second company. I got started in business in 2011. Before that, I was an employee just like anybody else and didn't have any training in PR at all whatsoever, but I self-nominated. I did the outstanding thing and said, look, I want to help this magazine to reach the people that it needs the most. And so I raised my hand. I self-nominated to do PR. We got 180 features in 8 months.
Wow.
And we went viral around the world and I didn't know anybody. I grew up on a farm in Arkansas with 100 chickens. I certainly did not know any of the top people at E! News or Harper's Bazaar, CBS, Entrepreneur, any of those magazines in New York City. But I cracked the code and I discovered a secret and a system that works. and it's replicatable and duplicatable. And so after 3 years of the magazine, I wanted to help more people and launched my current PR agency. And since then, we've helped people reach billions with their media. And it's one step at a time. And so here's the thing for anybody listening to this. There's no reason I should be able to do this, except that I've learned how. And it's a skill like anything else. And if I can do it, you can. So don't wait for the red carpet to roll out for you. You can build it yourself, and I can teach you how to do it.
Well, give us some idea. Like, why should anybody worry about the PR? I mean, with the way it is nowadays, I mean, couldn't you just kind of like skirt around it and get around that kind of stuff and just build a business without it?
That's what you would think, right? So here's what I want people to know. PR, in my definition, stands for pivot and rise. And there's never been a better time to do that during the pandemic. And most people think, if I just hustle harder, the red carpet will roll out for me. I will produce something so amazing. It will be an overnight viral sensation. And that's not really how it works. What I learned in the New York fashion scene, media scene, and now running a business from anywhere, reaching people around the globe, it's that there's a sequence and there are pillars and there's pacing and there are things you need to put in place. And as long as you do that, you can do it with elegance and grace and ease instead of hustling harder and working harder. So here's what people need to know.
Yeah.
I say there's three reasons you need PR instead of just doing Facebook ads or something else. You need PR for exposure. You need to reach new clients and customers. And if you're an employee working a 9-to-5 in a company, God bless you, you still have your job. You need to be placing deposits into your personal brand.
Yes.
Because coming into this pandemic, I have seen people with the same skill set struggle to find new clients, new customers, or get a new job if they were laid off because nobody knows who they are. And so now's the time to raise your hand and stand out from the crowd so that people can find you and that you can attract the clients and customers who need you most when they do have the money, if they don't right now. So that's the first thing, exposure. Second thing, credibility. This is so important. Coming into 2020, according to an Intuit study, there are about 60 million freelancers. And the founder of Airbnb says you only need 30 seconds to launch a business in the world today, which is excellent news for anybody who wants to become their own economy. But it also means that your buyers don't know who to trust anymore and how to trust you that you can build your business and provide the solution for them so that you can have that passive income and create your own economy, which is what people are listening to this trying to do.
Yeah.
So you need that credibility. So 60 million people were already in 2020 freelancers.
Wow.
According to someone recently told me, a mentor of mine, she said there's been about 40 million layoffs. So think about how many other people are now flooding into the gig economy, driving Lyft, Postmates, Uber, whatever they can do. And if you're trying to set up a side hustle or a micro business, you need that credibility piece to prove that not only did you have 40 years in marketing as an employee, you actually can deliver the results that you promise. And that's what PR can help you achieve. Yeah. So the first thing is exposure. Second thing, credibility. Third thing, positioning. If you do PR appropriately and you get featured in Forbes, Entrepreneur, any of the top national outlets, which you can do even if you've never been featured anywhere before, you can actually raise your prices, charge more, and close higher ticket deals faster. And I want to give you an example. A client of mine, Kelly Roach, she was in sales, Fortune 500 company, did excellent, ran teams, built the teams. She was the fastest rising star, and she rose to VP of this Fortune 500 company. Did amazing. Quit, launched a coaching business, was going nowhere fast. Said, Ashley, I need to start getting on TV. I need to position myself. Within about 3 weeks, she got her first TV feature. We were getting her featured 3 times a month. She 5X'd her prices. She 5X'd her prices within 60 days. She's well on track to be doing 10 million. And at the time of this recording, it's the power of whatever your arc is, whatever your trajectory is, whether you've been in corporate and you're moving now into building your own brand, super important because your personal brand acts as an ATM machine. And the more deposits you make into it, the more equity you have in it, the more I continue to pay you passively for years and years to come, whether you want another employee job later down the road or you want to attract clients and customers now.
Awesome. Yeah, I got to tell you, that's huge. I mean, like with my own journey as well, like I remember it didn't take me long to figure out. It didn't matter what I said about myself and how much I beat my chest, you know, try to say I'm amazing. It was way more powerful when somebody else said it, right?
Yes.
Like It's because it's, you know, it, otherwise it sounds like you're arrogant, but if somebody else says you're amazing, then it's legit. It's credible, right?
Totally. And everyone's Googling, right? Everyone's Googling. Right. You do it. I do it. First thing I do, go to someone's Instagram page, Google who they are before I hire them. That's the world we live in today. Yeah. And you can tell people you're amazing all you want, but here's what you want to do. You want to access PR and get those media features under your name and get those logos on your website, because what is it? You're buying an asset.
Yeah.
That asset does all the heavy lifting for you. We actually just did a huge data set with a Facebook ad agency. To my knowledge, this has not existed before. And we found that funnels that have major national media in them, let's say you use a Forbes feature to retarget, or you place it on your thank you page, or you use that feature in your pre-call sequence before you close a client, that outperforms a funnel with no media in it by 121%.
Wow.
It actually lowers your cost per CPO.
Yeah.
And helps you to close deals faster. On this set, it was $15,000 package. And it helps you to get people on the phone for a cheaper ad cost. So any way you cut it, it helps you.
It's true. It's very true. Well, now how do people do this stuff? Because I've heard people, and I'm going to be blunt. Like, I know some people try to skirt it by just trying to pay their way to get away. It's like the people said, oh yeah, I spoke for Harvard Business Law. It's like, bull crap. You just paid a fee and you spoke there, which sure, that sounds good, but I know the real game here. And other people saying like, I was featured in Forbes magazine or Inc. And it's like, no, you weren't, you know, you paid for it. Right. And maybe that's fine, you know, to some level, but what's your feeling about that? Like, how do you determine what's actually going to work versus just, it's just, you know, you're trying to look like everybody else.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great question. So here's the thing, going back to exposure, there are different ways to do it where you can pay to write a press release and distribute it on a newswire. Yeah. And I've seen clients do that. I've seen people do that before hiring us. Here's what you need to know. Those PR press releases go out on the newswire. They get published on ABC, Fox, NBC, in a subcategory part of the website that the average public does not read. So if you're looking for exposure, you want to be able to do it in a way that actually gets you results and link arms with somebody who's achieved what you want, right? That's just the goal of business, right? Getting a role model. Second thing, if you pay money to be on a Forbes Coaches Council and you get the opportunity to contribute an article for them, then you can say you have a column, which some people do. And it's a great opportunity. That is also a sub area of their main website, which not everyone reads. So the traffic there is not as high.
Sure.
The benefit is that you do have a logo. That's great. Right. You have the logo on your site. I've had clients do that and they actually got Forbes under 30 after doing that. So there's a way to leverage it. But in terms of getting started, the first thing I want people to know is that you need to be super clear of what your story angle is. And when I was getting started, people would tell me, you just need to tell your story, tell your story. And secretly, I would call them, hoping my boss did not hear. And I would say, hey, it really feels like I'm throwing spaghetti against the wall. Is that how it's supposed to feel? And they told me, yeah, that's pretty much the industry.
Yeah.
And I was fearing for my job every minute. I mean, if I didn't get results, I would be fired. So I had to find a way to make it easier to get results. The way to do that is to hand everything to the news reporter on a silver platter. And this is what we do. You literally craft the headline for them that they would write about. Right. And so you make it exponentially easier for them to say yes to you. The second thing is, you need to be purposeful and intentional with who you pitch. It should not feel like throwing spaghetti against the wall. Right. On the contrary, try to look at this as the media is your friend. And they are working for a business like anything else. Their medium is eyeballs. So you need to give them the story angle that will be enticing to click on, and to make a short list of 3 to 5 journalists to pitch them. Yeah. And that's all you have to do to start taking action. And the third thing is, be generous. Give before you get. When you're pitching the media, give them a genuine compliment. Make the first sentence about them, not about you.
Yeah.
Tell them, I really love your recent article on how to avoid burnout, which I saw was a recent podcast of yours. excellent topic for times like these.
Yeah.
Do your research on the media, whether that's a podcast host like you, someone might want wanting to get on the show, or another writer or outlet that you would like to be on, and give them a compliment. Tell them, I'm going to be in your local area. Can I have 5 minutes to stop by your office? What's your favorite coffee? See them as anybody else that you would want to form a partnership with or build rapport with, and think of it like an alliance. Those are my three steps. And if anybody wants additional support in this area to customize things, you can go to unknowntounforgettable.com and schedule a free call with someone on my team. We're happy to help customize this for you.
That's what I was going to ask next is actually, you know, how would they find that? You know, like, you know, what would be the route to do that? So what was that website again?
Yeah, it's www.unknowntounforgettable.com. And as a good faith effort, I have a new book out and I am giving away copies. If anyone goes there, you can get a free copy of my book. All I ask is you pay for shipping during these times as a favor to help me get it to you. But other than that, it's free value. People have read it and gotten results. I've heard people get results with this training in as little as 48 hours. So, and now's the time, going back to the original point, this is so needed. It's never been needed more than now when so many marketing channels are drying up.
Right now is the best time. Like this is what I've noticed. Like it's the time to shine because now it's going to start weeding out the, it's just like the last recession, right? Like you really started to see who it weeded out, got rid of a lot of the noise, and that those that are making the right noise are absolutely noticed way more exponentially than before.
Right. And that's why I love this podcast that you offer. You're giving so much value, so much training, so much free resources for people and other people doing similar things. You know, people are pre-booking their podcasts through the end of the year already, sitting at home. You've got time on your hands. Podcast hosts, I'm one as well. We pre-book. And so if you're sitting at home saying, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. Just know podcast hosts are booking right now and you need to be reaching out to them, pitching. Maybe your clients and customers don't have money to pay right now. They are watching how you show up during this time. They are watching how you're positioning yourself. You are on their bucket list. And just know that the right people are going to fall in line. And as soon as they have money, you'll be the first person they come to by the way and the actions that you take right now.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So I know you told us about Kelly Roach and she's awesome, right? There's no doubt. Tell us one more story maybe about maybe a client of yours that was very unassuming, right? Like some of you are like, okay, this person is not a rock star. They have no magic. They were not a VP of a Fortune 500 company or something like that. Like tell us a story about someone like that, that just, you would never assume that they could actually be a PR dream come true.
Oh yeah. I love that question. You have some great questions. Okay. So another student of mine, actually, her name's Elizabeth. She came to me, lives in California, stay at home mom. She actually experienced trauma. She suffered from PTSD symptoms. Yeah. And as she was trying to heal, people would tell her, you need to meditate. And every time she tried to meditate, it would trigger PTSD symptoms because she was actually listening to the trauma in her body instead of going about her life, busying herself, keeping it numb.
Yeah.
Well, that's obviously a huge problem. So what she did is she self-published a book. She said, look, I've actually found a way to heal myself from PTSD. And this is so important to me. It is now my mission to help other people who may struggle with the same thing. Stay-at-home mom, no fancy degrees, just wanted to help people. Her new book is coming out in a month or two. And she went through a training with similar principles to what I've shared on this podcast. She reached out to me 24 hours later and said she got her first yes, that the local newspaper was willing to pick her up. They loved the idea of her book. She actually started writing a column on this whole concept of healing from trauma. She got a workshop that she was able to train and teach. I think it was at her local library. And these are ways that even if you don't have the glitzy, glamorous credentials already under your name, you can use the principles and still contribute at a really high level. And that's what she was able to do. And it was so heartwarming to see that she came to me saying, how am I supposed to be an expert? I stay at home. I'm a stay-at-home mom. And I said, look, you're an expert in something. Everyone's an expert in something, either from your life experience, your years of expertise in a particular area, your credentials, the letters after your name, whatever it is, you have something to contribute. And she took that and internalize the fact that, you know what, I do have something to contribute here and I'm an expert worthy of being heard. Mm-hmm. And that's a great takeaway for anybody listening to this. You have a message worthy of being heard. So using these principles, you can get out there and serve exponentially more people.
It's true. And I guarantee that her prices are going up too as a result, isn't it? So like the extra credibility and promotion, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It works. It's proven.
It is. Yeah. I've experienced it myself. I'm going on to my second price increase for the year just because I'm like, okay, I got to get that consulting price up or I'm going to have no time left. And if you're going to be semi-retired, you can't do that. You know, you can't just keep letting all the mass volume coming in. Right.
So. What have you seen in your experience, kind of in closing, do you have an example to share of using media and how it's helped you?
Yeah. You know, give you an example. I mean, and I shared this, I think, on an episode months back, but, I mean, there was one, it's funny. I tried to get in with one particular interviewer, right? He had a big podcast, one of the bigger, business podcasts out there. Took me a whole year, even being friends with him on Facebook, messaging him back and forth, but I could not get on his show. I remember there was the first opportunity came when one of my friends said, hey, I'm doing a book with Tim Ferriss and this guy you might have heard of, John Lee Dumas. And I'm yeah, that's the guy I'm trying to get in with. I'm like, cool. And he's like, yeah, it's $2,000 to buy 200 books. I said, easy. Like, not only is that like a nice little business card, great. I'm like, oh, wait, I don't have to write, do I? He's like, no. We record it. And then somebody transcribes it. You just have to clean it up. I'm like, great. Well, I did that. And then after I was done with the interview, he said, what can I do to help you? I said, get me on that show. And so they did. Within a half hour, he re-emailed back, says, let's get you on the show. It'll be 4 months out, you know, before we can get you on, but we'll get it there. And I had a first interview. And because I did the first interview, that opened up a door for a second interview a few years later, which yes. I can directly track over $1 million of business from that interview alone, probably up to now almost 1.5 million to 2 million.
That gives me chills.
I know.
That gives me chills awesome. Hearing you say that. It's so powerful. And that's what I want people to hear is you were generous. You gave before you made the ask.
Yeah.
It's really important to look for that open door and treat people like people. Everyone mm-hmm. needs something. And you being a support for them can help them be a support for you. That's so cool.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, it's awesome. It works. Yeah. I'm a big fan of it. Even the second interview, he says, well, you already paid me money last time. Pay me $600 more. I'm like, done. Like, I know I'll make way more than that. Like, you got it. So
absolutely. Yeah. And you're buying assets. And now that can continue to be a powerful tool that you can use in your funnels, your credentials. Everybody knows John Lee Dumas, of course. This is so smart to align with him.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, well, I really appreciate your time today, Ashley. This has been awesome. So again, we'll put your website in the show notes for people to see it and be able to visit your site because I know I want it. You know, I can always learn more about PR and do more that way, right? So, and now is the time. Like you said, like it's the time to act. Now it's not the time to sit in fear and wonder what's going to happen in uncertainty. Now is the time to actually stand above the rest while everybody else is cowering in fear. So
yes,
I appreciate your time.
Right. Thank you for having me, Chris.
You bet. Everybody else. Hey, again, it's one thing to hear the word. It's another thing to do the word, right? It's about taking action, making it work in your life. So you see these results happen here. So guys, go and make it a prosperous week. Take action, be seen, be known, and be unforgettable. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.